Kevin, you're probably a happy man this evening after getting that win over Bundoran, and a good display from your young side.
Ah, yeah, we're happy to get over the line any day. You get a win in the senior championship, you know, it's great for us and great for our young team. Like, you know, and as I said, Bundoran, we have a lot of respect for and what they've done in this last few years, you know, and they're a team that we would like to surpass, you know, if we could. You know, they've been up there knocking on the door, quarter finals and whatnot, and I know they're struggling at the minute, but for us to get over the line against them is huge for us, you know.
Yeah, you started, I suppose, maybe slowly. They had a point on the board and dominated the first 4 or 5 minutes. But
yeah.
Killian Faulkner, a special day for him out there. Scored 2 goals and a point inside two or three minutes.
Yeah.
And really set you on your way.
Well, he's been, you know, he's been one of our main men for a few years now, and he's still, you know, under 21. So, you know, for him, it's great. I'm delighted for him, you know, because it just didn't, scoring wise, it hasn't happened for him, you know, this last while. But he's potent when he gets going, like, you know, and his speed, and once he gets going, it lifts everybody else, you know. And he was class today for us, you know.
Yeah, maybe a change of format as well. You're playing Jimmy full forward first stage, and put Killian in full forward, and he revelled in the role.
He did. The two of them can play in there. We're trying to get it that forwards can play anywhere, you know. We're trying to mix and match them around the place, and we know that, I'm sure Bundoran would have watched this last week and seen Jamie in there, just a wee change, you know. But who knows, he could be back in there and the two of them go back together, we'll see, you know. But they're a good combination together, so that, you know, they work off each other well, you know. So happy with how it went today, you know.
I suppose coming up to half time and you're leading by 2-4 to a point, and then they score 4 points in 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Gave you someone to talk about at halftime?
Well, it certainly did. Yeah, I don't know whether we were in shock or whatever, but we were out in front and we haven't been in that position before, and we probably didn't react the right way. We kind of not took our foot off the gas, but we let them back into the game and they rattled off 4 or 5 nice scores in a row, you know, and that just showed the level we're playing at, that if you take it off at all, you know, we'll be punished. And fair play to Bundoran, we had to regroup at halftime and we came out, and I thought we started the second half well then, you know.
Yeah, the second half you probably matched them point for point until near the end, when they just got it down to 3, and probably getting a little bit nervous on the side, and then Joe Leap came in then and added 2 points.
He did well, Joe. You know, he's unlucky not to be starting, you know, in fairness to him. Like, there's a bit of competition up there between them, and Joe, he's a great young fellow to call on, you know. He's great energy, and yeah, he got us the 2 points. I was quite nervous, all right, to tell you the truth. Ryan Haughey pulled off 2 magnificent saves too, so, you know, the scoreline wouldn't be fair on Bundoran. They were in, you know, it was a kick of a ball in it till we got that breakaway goal, you know. So close game, delighted to come out on top of it.
And you look forward to the draw now tomorrow evening?
Yeah, we definitely will. We're looking forward. If we see what we can get, hopefully we can get a quarter final out of this year. That's what we're after now, so hopefully.